I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Documents show ex-Atlanta mayor Kasim Reed's bodyguards routinely used city-issued credit cards to pay for his fast food, dry cleaning, and other personal purchases, violating city policy. The AJC and WSB-TV used Georgia's Open Records Act to obtain statements and receipts from the 9 Executive Protection Unit officers. They show more than $90,000 in charges from 2015 through 2017. The records don't indicate how much of that was for personal purchases. Reed did repay a portion of the charges. In Augusta, a newly elected county commissioner is facing calls to step down after Facebook posts containing racially offensive and inflammatory language were discovered. The Augusta Chronicle reports that District 10 Commissioner-elect John Clark's Facebook page included a post repeatedly using racial slurs in reference to African-American protesters. The Facebook page has since been taken down. The 70-year-old Clark, who garnered more than 52% of the vote for the Super District 10 seat on Tuesday, says his Facebook account was hacked. Well, last month, 36 members of a neo-Nazi group rallied in Noonan, south of Atlanta. Hundreds of people showed up to protest. As GPB's Emily Curitan reports, city and county governments spent $212,000 to keep the peace.
About 700 police officers worked overtime. It cost the city nearly $4,000 just to feed them all for the day, while streets were closed with rented barricades and helicopters circled the sky. No one was injured, despite fears of violent clashes like what erupted in Charlottesville, Virginia last year. Emails obtained through an Open Records Act request show investigators from the Coweta County Sheriff's Department circulated false information from Facebook the day before the rally. One post forwarded around the department came from a right-wing militia group and wildly overestimated how many Antifa counter-protesters to expect. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
A convention focused on gaming, animation, music, and other art forms is expected to draw tens of thousands of people to downtown Atlanta. MomoCon 2018 runs through Sunday at the Georgia World Congress Center and the nearby Omni Atlanta Hotel. 90,000 attendees are expected at this, the 14th annual event, a multi-genre convention for fans of music, costuming, comics, visual arts, and voice acting. And in sports, the Braves lost to the Phillies 4-0 last night. Next up, it's a weekend series against the Boston Red Sox. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.